Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you get after?
No, what if you then you're doing something wrong?
You could have a guy
Yes.
do it afterwards.
No, bedieved.
You don't write it on the
Bedieved.
sheet. Stop it.
I don't write it if there's a bedieved on the sheet.
No. You
What are you
wrote after
talking?
Chatzos. If you didn't do it after Chatzos, you could have a guy do it. That's what you wrote.
That's how I wrote. That's the way I wrote it.
I'll double check.
All right, you got it. Okay, so we're doing one tonight, and that's you can
Okay.
post the next few days, please.
Okay.
Kufyat tes, meaning from last year.
I got what you mean. Yeah. Tess.
So Kufyat tes tes. Acher birchas hamazon mazon kais revi. After birchas hamazon, you pour the fourth kais. The minhag is to open the door. Shimurim. See, it's an interesting thing. Why do you open the door? Everybody says
Yogan
to.
come in.
That's not what it says here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. We bust your bubble, right? It doesn't say that. I think there are those that say that the Eliyahu, the main reason to open the door was because of Lel Shimurim, and you don't have to lock your
That's why
doors,
people don't lock their doors overnight,
right?
no?
So that's what people. Yeah, some people don't lock their
But why
doors.
do we open it towards the end of the Seder?
Why wait? So that's where I think the Eliyahu Navi part comes in.
And the cup and all that.
Yeah. Well, we already learned the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that the Kitzur held you pour Eliyahu Navi cup from
The
the beginning
beginning,
of
at
the
the
Kedush.
beginning, yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're not afraid of anything. That's Chuzah Amunah Hashem will come, and Hashem will pour his anger on to Goyim. Oh, somebody had. Okay. Now, I don't understand. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I never understood the whole Shvel Chamasa. Why are we davening that our enemies should get that Hashem should put his wrath onto our enemies? I never really understood that, but okay. Which is the rest of
Because he came
Halo.
around that night and he wiped out the our enemies. I don't
I know, but
understand.
we you know we're not supposed to be happy, right? What does he say that?
What do you mean? We say a kind of sore all the time and we say the same
No,
thing.
but by the Agada we say no, we don't say, but the Medrash says. We don't, Hashem's, what do you call it, are dying, and we, what won't do we do because of it? And you're going to say Shira? Something like that. Anyways, Vayim can say it, and you say it in the right order. Shigil and we get to Haidu, Im Him Shleisha, Filu Im Ishtai, there's another halacha that many people don't know. When you get to Haidu, so you're supposed to do it like you do it in Shul. The leader of the Seder is supposed to say Haidu, and everybody's supposed to answer. So, Im Him Shleisha, if there's three, Afilu Im Ishtai, Ubanav, even if it's his wife and his kids that are Gilachinach, let's say over the age of 7, 8. Yomar, we used to say 6, 7, but not anymore. Yomar Haidu, you say Haidu, Vashnaim
What, they're
Yanu.
getting dumber as the time goes on?
No, because you have that whole 6, 7 Mishigas, and then it stops
Oh,
the
okay.
whole shir
Oh.
every time you say 6, 7,
Oh, I thought the
right?
kids are just getting dumber now.
That's true too, but that's a different story. Anyway, so Yoimar Hoidu, Vashnayim Yanu, and the other two answer Kamashar Vitzibur. Meaning, so as long as you have three people there, including a woman, then you do that. From the last kais, you should have a full revius. Even though we said lechatchila for all the kais you should have a full revius, but the ikar halacha is you only have to have roiv revius. Then you finish agada. You can't drink anything, rak mayim, only water. A couple of people just asked me, and I meant to look up and I forgot. What's with mouthwash after the Seder? Because it's not drinking, it's putting it into your mouth. So I don't remember what I thought I had in my sheet. I don't. Okay, chatafta. See, this is another interesting thing. If sleep is not grabbing you, yoimer achar agada shir hashirim. You say after agada shir hashirim, meaning you're not allowed to go to sleep. If you don't feel tired, you're not allowed to go to sleep on the Seder night. It's much more important to stay up a whole Seder night than it is on Shavuos night, right? So you say shir hashirim, right? For now, you can chain kind of kriya shema shalamita in a minute because you don't say kriya shema lamita, rak pasha shema. And just the parsha Shema, Birchas HaMapil, and the bracha of HaMapil, Lahayre Shu Lel Shimurim min HaMazikin, to show that it's Lel Shimurim from the Mazikin. Yeah, Bein Etzarech Shmira, and we don't need Shmira. So basically, you just say Shema and HaMapil. Fine. Yud Mishein Eshay Se Yayin Kol Hashana B'Pnei Shemazik Loi. Somebody who doesn't drink wine the whole year because it damages him. Afal pi kein tzarech litchay gazatzmai lishtois arba kaisis. You have to push yourself to drink the arba kaisis. Kama shom rabbi seinu. Rabbi Yehuda bar rabbi loy. Shahaya shaysa arba kaisis shal Pesach. Haya tzarech lachkar tzedav ad shavuos. And he had to hold on to his sides until shavuos. Meaning his sides of his head. And he had a headache until shavuos. But you are allowed to dilute it with water, or to have raisin wine, which is basically grape juice, which most Poskim say is okay, except for Moshe Feinstein. You could have med, which is chamar medina. Right? So this would be maybe coffee, milk, these type of things. Some would even say soda. Fine, you're out. If never afikomen, if the afikomen got lost, then yeshayid matzah may elu shenatzah l'shem matzahs mitzvah. If there's other matzah that were made the shem matzahs mitzvah, meaning made with the proper kavona, yoichel mena kazayis, eat a kazayis from it. If him lav, and if not, yoichel mi matzah
acheres
kazayis.
That's all our matzahs, no?
What?
That's all our matzahs, no?
Yeah, we're very from,
oh.
But it doesn't have to be, right? It doesn't have to be done l'shma. Yud beis. If somebody forgot to eat avikamen, this actually does happen. I've had some knocks on the door. What to do? That they forgot the avikamen. They just start benching. If you remember before berachas hamazon, afal pisha kvar notol mayim achreinim. Even if you wash mayim achreinim, aish amar havli havlam benavarach. Give us and bench. Aichla, you eat it. Vein etzarach levarach berachas hamaytzi. You don't have to say berachas hamaytzi. V'afal gav da asach da'iti melechol. Even though you masiach das from eating, loy choshev hesach adas. That's not called a real hesach adas. Meaning, normally when you say let's bench, if you decide to eat more, you have to make a new bracha. But here you don't have to. It's not considered hesach adas. Kivan shu mechuyev lechol, since he's chayev to eat. Va tachka derachmona kasamchinen, and he was relying on the table of the Torah, meaning that he was making a mistake. Right? Fine. We come welcome Yeshu Lito Yoda, but he has to wash his hands again. Meaning he has to wash his hands at Tilas Yidayim. Because he was Masiyaf Das from his hands. V'lo yivarech al Tilas Yidayim, but he shouldn't make a bracha on the Tilas Yidayim. V'lo nizkar ad l'achar birchas ha-mazen, kodem sheberich barer priya gofen al kod shlishi. And if he didn't remember till after birchas ha-mazen, before he made barer priya gofen, on the third kodesh, yito yada v'gam kein lo yivarech al Tilas Yidayim, v'yivarech birchas ha-mazen, v'yochir kezayis. Right, so that's if he remembered after the birchas ha-mazen, right? Then he has to start the whole thing again. Then he has to drink the kois. And if another time he's forgetting to say Birchas Hamazon, meaning I'm sorry, I didn't say that. If he normally does not bench ala kois, which is, I think, most people, yitol yadav, he should wash his hands, v'yoychel afikoyim, and he eat afikoyim, v'yoychel b'chus amazim, b'loy kois, and say b'chus amazim without the kois. Aval im hu nizor levarech, tamid b'chus amazim ala kois. But if he always says b'chus amazim ala kois, v'ata lo yuchel levarech ala kois, and now he can't say b'rach on the kois, mishum davi mois of ala kois, because now he's going to add a fifth kois. Right? And that's a problem. So then, l'chein lo yoichal afikoymen, he should not eat afikoymen. V'yismech al matzah she'ochal tchila, and it'll be samech on the matzah tchila. Fascinating psak, right? If he always benches ala kois, then, and he remembers after the third kois, then forget it. Just don't do the afikoymen. Right? Even though that is the halacha. That's all because he always benches with a kois. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop over there. We'll take this up again, Motzei, first days, probably about 10:45 in that area.
All right, thank you.
Okay.